रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 49 रावण. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Maruti, who penetrated into Lanka all fearlessly and made his foes tremble before him, said to himself in surprise and wonder, "Ah, most strange! I guess that if I dispatch to the realms of death the Rakshasa heroes one by one, Ravana must come to me at some time or the other, and then I will gauge his strength and might. But now my carefully laid plans have gone astray. He has, without stirring from his throne, brought me to him." Then the memory came to him of his great crime towards Rama and the cruel agony to which he subjected the lady Sita. He was beside himself with rage and darted a piercing look at him. A golden crown encrusted with every variety of rare and precious gems shone on his head, decked with strings of pearl. Ornaments of curious and wonderful pattern, set with rare gems and precious stones, flashed all over his body, as if the creation of the fancy of an artist in his golden hours. Garments of silk, snowy white, covered his limbs. Perfumes and pastes of civet, musk, sandal, aloes of divers designs were skillfully painted over his mighty chest and arms. He was gazing intently at Anjaneya, and most frightfully with his rolling eyes, blood red, twice 10 in number. His cruel tusks gleamed through his hanging lips. His 10 heads gave one the idea of the lofty Mandara, with its cloud-capped peaks haunted by beasts of prey. His complexion resembled that of a hill of black paint. His broad chest was adorned with a rope of pearls, whose pendant dazzled like the moon in its full, even as a dark cloud bank across which lines of cranes take their flight. Garlands, necklets, and armlets lay gracefully over his shoulders and arms, while rare sandal pastes were painted upon them most skillfully. His arms were long, hard, stout, and muscular, and resembled huge serpents of five-headed variety. His seat was fashioned of pure spotless crystal and ornamented with slender, fine pillars of flashing gems and priceless carpets and rugs. Maidens of ravishing beauty stood around it in all the splendor of their garments and finery, waving fans and jowries over him. Durdara, Prahastha, Mahaparshva, and Nikumbha, his four ministers, sat around him as if he was the broad earth girdled by the four mighty oceans. They were adepts in councils of war. Proud of their matchless strength and valor, they ever sought the highest welfare of Ravana, and other ministers were ranged around him even as the gods serve and wait upon Indra. His splendor and luster blinded the eyes of the beholders as he sat on his throne in the pride of his strength and power, even as if he were a dark cloud bank resting on the top of Mount Meru, watered by a thousand cataracts. Maruti beheld the world-famous Lord of Lanka and was too absorbed in surprise to feel the worry of the Rakshasas around him. The sheen of the 10-headed ruler of the Rakshasa world confused him somewhat, and he cried, "What a mighty stature and strength and spirit to correspond! What undaunted courage! What resistless energy! What blinding effulgence! I am forced to confess that there are no bounds to his radiance and prowess. He is endowed with every perfection and excellence that could be desired. Alas! If but this wondrous being strayed not from the path of right, Indra and this world could find no more capable protector. Now his cruelties make the gods, the asuras, and the worlds tremble. If ever this Rakshasa lets himself loose in his wrath, he would consume this world and cast it on the waters of the oceans. Mangalam Kushlindraya Mahaniya Gunavte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam."